Farmers and ranchers, head to South America. Welcome and hello, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. A small group of farmers and ranchers from the American Farm Bureau Federation are headed south to see firsthand the potential impacts of the Panama and Colombia free trade agreements. Jonna Miller has more.
A group of farmers and ranchers from the nation's largest farm organization will be heading to South and Central America. Their primary goal, to build relationships and show support for pending free trade agreements with Colombia and Panama. American Farm Bureau Trade Specialist Chris Garza.
These agreements are important to U.S. agriculture. We are losing market share in Colombia and could start to lose market share in Panama as well. Passage of these trade agreements will prevent that and hopefully reverse what we have already lost. In terms of gains for U.S. agriculture, these two agreements represent almost $1 billion worth of additional agricultural exports. That is in addition to what we already export into these markets.
The farmers and ranchers will meet with officials from the U.S. embassies and agricultural leaders in Brazil, Colombia, and Panama, and also get out to some farms.
Whether it's the president of the American Farm Bureau or whether it's a farmer out in the field, there's a lot to be gained from these types of international interactions. It doesn't just have to be the foreign diplomat that does these trips.
Garza says even though the U.S. doesn't have a trade deal pending with Brazil, it's still an important opportunity to build understanding with one of our top competitors for agricultural trade.
We talk about trade in the terms of why it's important to America's farmers and ranchers, but these trade agreements are also important to the overall U.S. economy and to the rural economies. USDA estimates that for every $1 billion worth of trade, we support 9,000 jobs here in the United States. So trade just isn't about our agricultural products being sent to foreign consumers. It is about the jobs that trade helps to support and create.
Jonna Miller, Washington.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.